this point, we're going to head to Kent State and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you adjusting your schedule, and I know your preparation for a Friday afternoon road trip with Eastern Michigan, but congratulations on the victory against Ball State, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the victory by your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, you know, proud of the kids, proud of the effort of the staff and everyone involved. You know, obviously critical for us to find a way to win, and we did that. We made in all three phases. Lots still that we need to clean up, some things in the punt game and on our kickoff return team, two phases that have kind of been really strong for us that weren't nearly as clean as they need to be. You know, and then defensively, just getting the ball down in space. You know, Ball State did a great job getting some of their skill in space the way that they do. And in weeks past, we've done a better job getting the ball down and giving ourselves a chance to play defense some more. And we didn't do that, so we got to limit those explosive plays. You know, and then offensively, got to do a better job kind of finding a way to run the football in normal down and distance. But all in all, was pleased with the pass game and the explosives that we were able to make, and we got enough stops. And then again, Joey, Derek, and Trickett did a fabulous job coming through in clutch situations the way that they have performed all year long, and our postseason hopes are still alive.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you take a look at this game, obviously just a thrilling game to be a part of when you looked at the back and forth, the offensive points and yardage production and the performances, obviously, on both sides of the ball, just really epitomizes what this league is about, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some great coaches. Coach New and his staff, I mean, have done an unbelievable job. And I mean, they find great ways to get their skill in space, and they really stress you out. I mean, they do a great job using the width of the field and getting their speed guys rolling. You know, and we know, kind of like Jason was just talking about, all these games, if you study the league long enough, the way all of us have and have been a part of, you know that they're going to be four-quarter fights, and they come in a variety of ways. And you know, more often than not, it seems like at this time of year with some of the injuries and, you know, how all of us are kind of battling some depth issues, particularly on the defensive sides of the ball, you know, it seems like there's some points that are going up, and you know, we've been on the right side the past couple of weeks, which has been good.
Talk about Dustin Crum, obviously amassing 470 yards and four touchdowns with career highs in both passing and rushing. Just talk about how he's really matured and really taken over the leadership of that offense this season for your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Ken, to where his biggest growth has been as a leader. You know, and he really sets the tone for what we do offensively. You know, the offense has really kind of taken on his personality of being resilient. You know, his career, obviously, it's been kind of well documented since we got here and kind of had a setback early on, but has persevered and been resilient about his process and is now, you know, performing at a really high level when the family needs him to. And that kind of epitomizes what our whole family, you know, in all three phases have done. We got through some adverse times there at the beginning of the month and about a month ago, and now we're on the right side of some things, but all that doesn't matter. We got a really good Eastern Michigan team that we're preparing for on a short week. And we got to show up, we got to ante up again, and we got to find a way to be competitive, you know, against a really good ball club at their home where they play really, really well.
Talk about Eastern Michigan on film. When you look at them, what are some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively?
Well, the biggest thing is just what a disciplined unit they are across the board. They really don't do a whole lot of things that hurt themselves. You know, their quarterback Glass is performing at a really high level, really balanced offensively, defensively, and running pass as well offensively. But when they throw the ball downfield, I mean, they have some explosive plays that Glass generates, really sound defensively, keep the ball in front. And then special teams-wise, you know, they play with an edge, and they try and use that as a competitive advantage for themselves. So really well coached, kids that play hard, that really jumps off the tape and don't give you anything. So we're going to have to go up there and earn every yard.
Obviously, the carrot there for your program to finish 6-6, not hard to motivate your team this week, is it?
No, I mean, this is what you do all the running for, all the meetings, all the reps, all the sprints, all, you know, all the practice. This is it, you know, and it's kind of cool around here. You know, the seniors in particular, they haven't been playing meaningful games late in November, and to their credit and to their belief of what we've been selling since we showed up here and the changes that they've made in their habits, we have exactly that, exactly what you want, right? A meaningful game late in November that, you know, hopefully – whoever selects these bowls, they take notice of how well we're playing right now, how eager our fans are to come to a city and to paint it blue and gold. And, you know, hopefully six wins is enough. But we'll control what we can control this week, and we'll continue to prepare to give ourselves that opportunity. But, like I said, really, really good opponent ahead of us here in Eastern Michigan that we got to be locked in for.
Well, Sean, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. Again, congratulations on your victory against Ball State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday, and certainly want to say thank you for your time all year long, and to you and your family and entire program, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate all you do, too, and happy Thanksgiving as well.
All right. Thank you, Sean Lewis, and the Kent State Golden Flashes program coming off that 41-38 victory over Ball State. In that contest, again, Dustin Crum, quarterback, amassed 470 yards of total offense and four touchdowns, setting career highs in both passing and rushing. And he became the first quarterback to throw for over 300 yards and rush for over 100 yards in the same game since Josh Cribbs back in 2004. For Kent State, they will be at Eastern Michigan this Friday, November 29th at noon Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.